Hello. Welcome to a new episode. This week we are going to be talking about, well, as you can probably see, the world, or world, should I say. Not Earth, that is a separate entry, but world, so yeah, the perfect size to talk about. Let's just read through it. Maybe we'll find out what the reason is for this being distinct from Earth or planet or whatever. Let's find out. World. This article is about planet Earth and all life upon it, including human civilization. For other uses, see Earth or World, brackets, disambiguation. The world is the planet Earth and all life on it, including human civilization. In a philosophical context, the world is the whole of the physical universe, or an ontological world, brackets, the world of an individual. In a theological context, the world is the material or the profane sphere, as opposed to the celestial, spiritual, and transcendent of sacred spheres. End of the world scenarios refer to the end of human history, often in religious context. That's true, actually. I never thought about that. It's the end of the world when people say that. It's not really the end of the world, is it? It's just the end of humanity. Or the end of the world as we know it. Interesting. The history of the world is commonly understood as spanning the major geopolitical developments of about 5 millennia, from the first civilizations to the present. In terms such as world religion, world language, world government, and world war, the term world suggests an international or intercontinental scope without necessarily implying participation of every part of the world. The world population is the sum of all human populations at any time. Similarly, the world economy is the sum of the economies of all societies or countries, especially in the context of globalization. Terms such as world championship, gross world product, and world flags imply the sum or combination of all sovereign states. Etymology and usage. The English word world comes from the Old English weorld, W-E-O-R-O-L-D. Weorld, that's just with an extra O, and world, a compound of were, meaning man, and eld, meaning age, which thus means roughly age of man. The Old English is a reflex of the common Germanic weraldes, also reflected in Old Saxon werald, Old Dutch werelt, Old High German weralt, Old Frisian warld, and Old Norse verald, whence the Icelandic verald, with an umlaut over the O. I'm sorry for just messing this up. I always hate etymology sections because it means mispronouncing things a lot, but I'll try and get through it. The corresponding word in Latin is mundus, literally clean, elegant, itself a loan translation of Greek cosmos, orderly arrangement. While the Germanic word thus reflects a mythological notion of a domain of man, compare Midgard, presumably as opposed to the divine sphere on the one hand and the chthonic sphere of the underworld on the other, the Greco-Latin term expresses a notion of creation as an act of establishing order out of chaos. World distinguishes the entire planet or population from any particular country or region. World affairs pertain not just to one place, but to the whole world. And world history is a field of history that examines events from a global, rather than a national or regional perspective. Earth, on the other hand, refers to the planet as a physical entity and distinguishes it from other planets and physical objects. World was also classically used to mean the material universe or the cosmos. The world is an apt frame of heaven and earth and all other natural things contained in them. The earth was often described as the center of the world. I don't know, that was a quote, by the way, in weirdly spelled Old English. It was from the references Castle of Knowledge, cited in the Oxford English Dictionary, 1556. The term can be used attributively to mean global or relating to the whole world, forming usages such as world community or world canonical texts. By extension, a world may refer to any planet or heavenly body, especially when it is thought of as inhabited, especially in the context of science fiction or futurology. World, in its original sense, when qualified, can also refer to a particular domain of human experience. The world of work describes paid work and the pursuit of a career in all its social aspects, to distinguish it from home life and academic study. The fashion world describes the environment of the designers, fashion houses, and consumers that make up the fashion industry. Historically, the New World versus the Old World, referring to the parts of the world colonized in the wake of the Age of Discovery, now mostly used in zoology and botany, as in New World Monkey. Don't know what that means, but okay. Philosophy. Actually, you know what? Let's just take a break. Okay. Philosophy. In philosophy, the term world has several possible meanings. In some contexts, it refers to everything that makes up reality or the physical universe. In others, it can mean... In others, it can have a specific ontological sense, see world disclosure. While clarifying the concept of world has arguably always been among the basic tasks of Western philosophy, this theme appears to have been raised explicitly only at the start of the 20th century, and has been the subject of continuous debate. The question of what the world is has by no means been settled. Parmenides. The traditional interpretation of Parmenides' work is that he argued that the everyday perception of reality of the physical world, as described in Doxa, is mistaken, and that the reality of the world is one being, as described in Aletheia, an unchanging, ungenerated, indestructible whole. Plato. In his allegory of the cave, Plato distinguishes between forms and ideas and imagines two distinct worlds, the sensible world and the intelligible world. Hegel. In George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel's philosophy of history, the expression Weltgeschicht ist Weltgericht. World history is a tribunal that judges the world, is used to assert the view that history is what judges men, their actions, and their opinions. Science is born from the desire to transform the world in relation to man. Its final end is technical application. Schopenhauer. The world as will and representation is the central work of Arthur Schopenhauer. Schopenhauer saw the human will as our one window to the world behind the representation, the Kantian thing in itself. He believed, therefore, that we could gain knowledge about the thing in itself, something Kant said was impossible, since the rest of the relationship between representation and thing in itself could be understood by analogy to the relationship between human will and human body. The definitions that were both put forward in the 1920s, however, suggest the range of available opinion. The world is every... Oh, sorry. This was a new section, Wittgenstein. I'll start that again. Wittgenstein. Two definitions that were both put forward in the 1920s, however, suggest the range of available opinion. The world is everything that is the case, wrote Ludwig Wittgenstein in his influential Tractatus Logico Philosophicus, first published in 1921. This definition would serve as the basis of logical positivism, with its assumption that there is exactly one world consisting of the totality of facts, regardless of the interpretations that individual people may make of them. Heidegger. Martin Heidegger, meanwhile, argued that the surrounding world is different for each of us, and notwithstanding that we move about in a common world. The world, for Heidegger, was that into which we are already thrown, and with which we, as beings in the world, must come to terms with. His conception of world disclosure was most notably elaborated in his 1927 work, Being and Time. Freud. In response, Sigmund Freud proposed that we do not move about in a common world, but a common thought process. He believed that all the actions of a person are motivated by one thing, lust. This led to numerous theories about reactionary consciousness. Some philosophers, often inspired by David Lewis, argue that metaphysical concepts such as possibility, probability, and necessity are best analyzed by comparing the world to a range of possible worlds, a view commonly known as modal realism. Religion and mythology. Mythological cosmologies often depict the world as centered on an axis mundi and delimited by a boundary such as a world ocean, a world serpent, or similar. In some religions, worldliness, also called carnality, is that which relates to this world, as opposed to other worlds or realms. Buddhism. In Buddhism, the world means society, as distinct from the monastery. it refers to the material world and to worldly gain, such as wealth, reputation, jobs, and war. The spiritual world would be the path to enlightenment, and changes would be sought in what we would call the psychological realm. Christianity. In Christianity, the term often connotes the concept of the fallen and corrupt world order of human society, in contrast to the world to come. The world is frequently cited alongside the flesh and the devil as a source of temptation that the Christians should flee. Monks speak of striving to be in this world, but not of this world, as Jesus said, and the term worldhood has been distinguished from monkhood, the former being the status of merchants, princes, and others who deal with worldly things. This view is clearly expressed by King Alfred the Great of England, D-899, don't know what that means, like A-D, in his famous preface to the Cura Pastoralis. Therefore, I command you to do as I believe you are willing to do, that you free yourself from worldly affairs. Old English, worldoinga. As often as you can, so that wherever you can establish that wisdom that God gave you, you establish it. Consider what punishments befell us in this world when we neither loved wisdom at all ourselves nor transmitted it to other men. We had the name alone that we were Christians, and very few had the practices. Although Hebrew and Greek words meaning world are used in scripture with the normal variety of senses, many examples of its use in the particular sense can be found in the teachings of Jesus according to the Gospel of John, e.g. 7:7, 8:23, 12:25, 14:17, 15:18 and 19, 17:6-25, and 18:36. For contrast, a relatively newer concept is Catholic imagination. Contemptus mundi is the name given to the recognition that the world, in all its vanity, is nothing more than a futile attempt to hide from God by stifling our desire for the good and the holy. The view has been criticized as a pastoral of fear by modern historian Jean Delumeau. During the Second Vatican Council, there was a novel attempt to develop a positive theological view of the world, which is illustrated by the pastoral optimism of the constituents Gaudium et Spes Lumen Gentium Unitatis Redintegratio and Dignitatis Humanae. Early Christianity. In early Christian monasticism or aestheticism, the world of mankind is driven by passions. Therefore, the passions of the world are simply called the world. Each of these passions are a link to the world of mankind or order of human society. Each of these passions must be overcome in order for a person to receive salvation, brackets theosis. The process of theosis is a personal relationship with God. This understanding is taught within the work of ascetics. C-E-T-I-C. Yeah, I'm going to say ascetics. Like Evagrius Ponticus, and the most seminal ascetic works read most widely by Eastern Christians, the Philokalia and the Ladder of Divine Ascent, brackets the words of Evagrius. The words of Evagrius and John Climacus are also contained within the Philokalia. At the highest level of world transcendence is hesychasm, which culminates into the vision of God. Orbis Catholicus. Orbis Catholicus is a Latin phrase meaning Catholic word, per the expression urbi et orbi, and refers to the area of Christendom under papal supremacy. It is somewhat similar to the phrases secular world, Jewish world, and Islamic world. Islam. Dunya derives from the root word dana, that means to bring near. In that sense, dunya is what is brought near. And finally, Hinduism. Hinduism is an Indian religion and dharma, or a way of life, widely practiced in the Indian subcontinent. It includes a number of Indian religious traditions with a loose sense of interconnection, as different from the Jainism and Buddhism. And since medieval and modern times, Islam and Christianity, Hinduism has been called the oldest religion in the world. And, yeah, I think that's everything there. Right. Well, thank you very much for listening. And thank you to the writers of this and all of the other Wikipedia pages. You're all fantastic. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for listening, and have a lovely day. Bye.